to go because we're seated in him. We died. We no longer live, but Christ lives in us. And where's Christ seated right now? At the right hand, right? So we are seated in heavenly places. Don't put your mind on things of this world, but keep your mind on heavenly things. So live from heaven towards earth. If it doesn't exist in heaven, it's not supposed to exist here. God's kingdom come. His will be done on this earth the same as it is in heaven. If there's no sickness and no disease and no neck pain and no heel spurs in heaven, it's God's will for his kingdom to come and for it to be done on this earth the same as it is in heaven. If it's not there, it doesn't belong here. He said it. And if you don't believe it, take it up with Jesus. Because he prayed that. And if he prayed it, we got to believe that. Amen? All right. 1 Corinthians 2. Is everybody with me? Did I lose anybody? I love all you. I do. I love you. Look, when Peter walked down the street and they brought the sick out in the street so that maybe a shadow might fall on him, was God manifesting himself through Peter?
Right.
Since Jesus is the same yesterday, same forever, and he was the one healing back then, and it's Christ in us, the hope of glory, that we no longer live, but Christ lives in us. When we pray for somebody, isn't it Jesus that's healing them today? Is the scripture not? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Was Paul on fire for Jesus?